5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Quince. If you're not big on trends, but you're big on clothes that feel good and last, then you need to check out Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples will become your everyday essentials. Quince has all the things you actually want to wear this summer, like organic cotton silk polos, European linen beach shorts, and comfortable pants that work for everything from backyard hangs to nice dinners. I actually genuinely was looking at buying one of the organic cotton silk polos last night. Coincidence.
Wow.
Coincidence. Oh, look. Look at that. Peter's in one right now.
Peter's in one right now.
Look at him.
He is looking handsome.
Look at that. Look at that. Looks good. Everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. By working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups, and Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We're huge fans of Quince, as we've just been discussing. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/loveit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/loveit to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/loveit.
What's up, Los Angeles? Happy Pride, everybody. Tonight is our annual Pride show. And we have a stacked lineup of gays, theys, and lesbias. Darby Lynn Cartwright and Alexis Bevels are here. Clea Duvall, Adam Rippon, and Joel Kim Booster are here. Brendan Scannell and Sabrina Wu are here. The straight woman who sued because a gay woman took her job and just won at the Supreme Court is here. Maybe she had a case. It was like 9-0. I mean, it's like, oh, let's check her priors. Maybe some lesbians got her. But first, let's get into it. What a week. The unholy alliance between the world's richest man and the world's least person fell apart on Thursday. Just last week, Elon Musk and Donald Trump parted amicably in an event at the White House. Trump even gave Elon a golden key.
I have given it to some, but it goes to very special people, and I thought I'd give it to Elon as a presentation from our country. Thank you. Thank you, Elon. Thank you.
But alas, the key party couldn't last. On Tuesday, Elon posted this tweet. He said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." Pork-filled abomination? Are we talking about a Republican spending bill or my self-flagellating inner monologue after a trip to Din Tai Fung? In response, the White House was uncharacteristically restrained.
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
And for a short while, Trump himself didn't take the bait either, which is honestly alarming. Like if you drop a piece of hamburger on the floor and your dog doesn't go for it, time to take that little guy to the vet. Something's not right. Trump finally shared his reaction at the White House when he was in a meeting with Germany's new chancellor on Thursday.
Well, look, you know, I've always liked Elon, and it's always very surprised. You saw the words he had for me, the words are for, and he hasn't said anything about me that's bad. I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. But I'm very disappointed, because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it.
Look at Trump trying to keep it amicable, feeling it out to see if they can keep sharing an HBO Max account. But then Elon said Trump lied when he claimed Musk knew the contents of the one big bad bill. Said Elon, false. This was never shown to me, even once, and was passed in the dead of night so fast that almost no one in Congress could even read it. And if it was shown to me, he went on to say, I definitely remember, Musk added, while aggressively shoveling pills into his mouth the same way Tom Cruise eats popcorn. Crazy way to eat popcorn. He's so intense about everything. But you could tell that this restraint is not Trump's natural mode. Like when people have a ferret as a pet, sure, it's trying to be sweet and calm, but it would rather be eating that baby's eyes. The president went on to say this.
Said, remember, he was here for a long time. You saw a man who was very happy when he stood behind the Oval Desk. And even with the black eye, I said, do you want a little makeup? We'll get you a little makeup. But he said, no, I don't think so, which is interesting.
Are you sure, Elon? We have all this stuff left over from the Biden administration right here. Concealer, wigs, tape, peanut butter for that thing where you put it in a horse's mouth and it talks like Mr. Ed, cloning machine. Trump continued.
I'll tell you, it's not. He's not the first. People leave my administration and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly, and some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But
I think Trump should count himself lucky. He managed to get out of this relationship without bearing any of Elon's children. The president also pinpointed why he thinks Elon turned on the bill.
But I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem, and he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate.
Once this dust is all settled, what are the odds I can get a Tesla again? My current car is horrible. It's not the car's fault. The interface on the Tesla was good. A lot of rattling. In response to Trump's comments, Musk tweeted, whatever, keep the EV solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. Hey, keep the good name of disgusting pork mountain out of your mouth. I've met both of my future husbands there. Speaking of which, see you all at Disgusting Pork Mountain for our Stop the Squeal rally after the show. A $10 donation gets you two loose pierogies and trichinosis. But then, I'm sorry, I can't believe I have to, it's so sad. It got personal. I hate it. I hate to see this. Musk said, without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would have control of the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Elon is such a fucking credit whore. You're not even going to mention how much Joe Biden helped? In response, what? Fucking face it. Face what we did. Face what he did. Sorry, someone's like, I didn't do it. In response to a Laura Loomer post, wondering what Republican politicians would do now, Elon wrote, oh, and some food for thought as they ponder this question. Trump has 3.5 years as president, but I'll be around for 40 plus. Yeah, ew. Musk then said he's trying to invent a new kind of ketamine that will help you live forever instead of making you incontinent before you drown in the bathtub. Sorry to say that. Trump came back swinging on True Social. By the way, how funny is it they're both on their little platforms, you know? Kind of like, this is how I would fight him if he were here. This is how I would fight him if he were over here. On True Social, Trump wrote, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon Musk's government subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it, which is partly why, in the midst of all this, Tesla's stock plummeted again. Imagine you're great. How did it come to the point where we're just rooting for this path-breaking electric car company to fucking fail? Sucks. It's like, stop worrying about them. What do we want? Fucked. Of all the sloppy breakups, I knew we were going to have this pride. This one makes me the absolute happiest. Wrote Trump, Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy. By the way, though, it is like such a fucking red flag when men call their exes crazy. It's like, oh, she's crazy? She went crazy? What, any involvement you had in that? You loved her, then she went crazy? Just happened? The fucking moon thing? At this point, Elon went nuclear. He said Trump should be impeached and, quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Which is devastating. We here at Love It or Leave It prepared a little in memoriam for Trump in response. That's all the music we're allowed to use. We're a podcast. You want to pay for it? You fucking pay for it. But just so we're clear here, Elon's position is, one, Donald Trump was somehow involved in a global pedophilia ring, and two, he, Elon, is the sole reason that Donald Trump got elected president of the United States. A powerful message. And sure, we are all having fun, but imagine how much more fun this would be if we lived in a functioning democracy where two billionaire narcissists crashing out didn't impact rural hospital closures and meal programs for needy kids. Their drama shouldn't be this important. Musk, who believes empathy is Western civilization's weakness, personally oversaw the dismantling of USAID, which has, by some estimates, already led to the deaths of 300,000 people, mostly children, and it is impossible to measure the cost of research programs shut down, experiments never run, drugs never tested. Sure, Elon is testing a lot of drugs. But there's no fucking control group, so what are we doing here? Many on social media joked about this ending in Elon Musk's deportation. And then, like a prayer said over a mound of clay, the joke became all too real when former Trump advisor and guy who took a shirt off a chair by the bed and sniffed it before putting it on, Steve Bannon, said that he was advising Trump to cancel all of Musk's contracts and told reporters they should initiate a formal investigation of his immigration status because I am of the strong belief that he is an illegal alien and he should be deported from the country immediately. Don't. What the fuck? Shame on you. Shame on you applauding that in the dark. First they came for Elon, but I did not speak up. Deal with it. Deal with it. He's a citizen. Bannon is the kind of friend you want to have in a breakup. He was never good enough for you, and anything you want to do to him is justified. You can set his house on fire. You should set his house on fire. Bannon also called on Trump to investigate Musk's drug use and his reported effort to get in on a classified briefing on China from the Pentagon and said that Musk's security clearance should be suspended in the meantime. For my friends, everything. For my enemies, the law. It's over. You know that Roy Orbison song? Yeah. It's really good. Fox didn't really know how to cover this, but we did get this lovely moment.
Sometimes when you're angry, you say things you don't mean. Greg knocked my hair last week, and I said he's on the Epstein list.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Sometimes guys fight. Guys sometimes will punch you in the face, and the next night you're having a beer. Oh. Sleep with your girlfriend, and you patch things up.
Really?
Not your wife, your girlfriend.
Who are your friends?
Yeah. No one slept with my girlfriend, let's put it that way.
Oh, my word.
What did the let's put it that way mean? No one slept with my girlfriend, let's put it that way. What are you talking about? 10 out of 10, no notes. The whole kerfuffle was set off by Musk's opposition to Trump's spending bill that cuts taxes for the rich, increases the debt by trillions of dollars, and costs as many as 16 million people their health care. This is, of course, unpopular and indefensible. But during a contentious town hall last Friday, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst absolutely nailed her response to a woman who shouted in reference to Trump's proposed Medicaid cuts that people will die.
We all are going to die.
Good to lock in the 2026 campaign slogan nice and early. Now, after her comments sparked outrage, Ernst did the seemingly impossible and managed to make it worse with a sarcastic apology video that she filmed where? In a cemetery.
And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well.
It's nice of her to keep digging in the place where the holes are at least useful. But Joni wasn't the only Republican struggling to defend the We're All Gonna Die Act of 2025. Georgia Congresswoman and person who does not wipe down the machine after, Marjorie Taylor Greene, said she regretted voting for the bill and admitted that she didn't actually read it. She objected to a provision slipped into the bill that would ban state regulation for AI for a decade. Though I'm not sure what Marjorie's worried about, AI will never be able to replace jobs like scarecrow that got struck by lightning and started having doubts about the Holocaust.
Please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
And you know what that sound means. It's time for gay news. Blah, 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 gay news. In Montana, the Missoula City Council skirted a state ban on pride flags in government buildings by adopting the pride flag as the official city flag. Great move. Not to be outdone, San Francisco proposed replacing its official flag, a sea lion shooting up on a streetcar, with an even gayer pride flag, which officials are hoping to accomplish by 2032, once the first environmental impact statement is complete. Blah, 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 gay news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed the Navy to remove Harvey Milk's name from a vessel celebrating the late gay rights icon. In Milk's honor, however, the ship will remain full of semen. Explained Hegseth, there's no good reason for the Navy to honor Harvey Milk this way, who I assume is the inventor of milk. Pete, you can rename the ships. You can throw out the books at the Naval Academy, but you will never stop the Navy from being gay. Harvey Milk was the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in this country and had served in the Navy until he was forced to resign when he was outed. Interesting fact, the reason Harvey Milk is said to be the first gay man elected to public office is because a few years before in Michigan, Kathy Kosachenko was elected to the Ann Arbor City Council, and another lesbian was elected to the Massachusetts legislature a year later. But these path-breaking dykes are less well-known than Harvey Milk because PR is all gay guys and straight women, lesbians. Step away from the lathe and write a press release for your girl, Kathy. Let's get her a ship. Bada bada bada, gay news. A museum in Amsterdam exhibited a 200-year-old condom decorated with an erotic scene of three clergymen and a nun, which curators say was likely a luxury brothel souvenir. Said Joe Biden, oh, there it is. And that's gay news. In Grey News, Grey Anatomy star
Ellen Pompeo said that the TSA recently called in a bomb squad when she tried to go through security with sunflower seeds from Erewhon. One TSA agent reportedly said to Pompeo, "You paid how much?" That's got to be a crime. Pompeo told Travel and Leisure, "They literally held me for an hour and they brought the bomb squad in." Imagine, you're a TSA agent. Ellen Pompeo's bag has set off the bomb detector. You're pretty sure she doesn't have a bomb. She's Ellen Pompeo. But then what if she does? What if the 20th season of Grey's Anatomy finally pushed her over the edge? Ellen Pompeo blows up a passenger plane and you're the agent who let her board because she was Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy. You can't take that kind of a risk. In other gray news, an elephant broke into a store in Thailand and helped itself to several bags of sweet rice crackers, bananas, and a sandwich. Don't love that I ate more than a starving elephant for lunch. But hey, at least I had pants on when I did it. In bee news, 250 million bees escaped after a semi-truck overturned in Washington State. According to bee experts, that's a quarter of a billion. In an unrelated story, this summer's hottest fashion accessory is a big hat with a mesh veil. If you want to help out the company that suffered this loss, they have started a GoFundMe. And that's bee news. Coming up, Darby Lynn Cartwright and Alexis Bevel share their very homosexual opinions.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes finding and buying life insurance simple, ensuring that your loved ones have a financial safety net that they can use to cover debts and routine expenses. You can compare quotes from top insurers and find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. You'll hit a milestone in your life, and then all of a sudden you realize you need life insurance, you know? Maybe you had to because you bought a home or you're having kids or you're starting a business or maybe somebody died. People die.
People die.
Every goddamn day.
You will too.
And you will too.
And that's the whole point of this ad.
And that's the point of this ad. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to protect the people you love and feel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111 and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good about the future, and if you're conscious, it's not too late.
No,
if you're aware of it not potentially being too late, it's not too late because you're alive. It's a Cartesian ad. You think, therefore, you need life insurance. With Policy Genius, you can compare quotes with America's top insurers side by side for free. Their licensed support team helps you get what you need fast so you can get on with your life. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Life insurance is not a one-size-fits-all product. Policy Genius doesn't treat it like one. They lay out all your options clearly, coverage amounts, price terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Secure your family's future with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to compare free life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com, policygenius.com.
And we're back! A very wise drag queen once asked, if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? My question is, if you don't hate yourself, how the hell are you going to hate somebody else? Here to help us figure it out, it's tonight's judges, the Waldorf and Stadler of drag, Darby Lynn Cartwright and Alexis Bevels. Hi. Thank you for being here. Hi. So lovely to have you. Please join us at the desk. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Thank you both for being here.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Do you do a lot of judging on your show together?
Yes.
All the time.
But like kindly. Like I've never called someone ugly, although I have. And I...
It's usually me.
But I didn't mean to. It just came out. It was when like the truth came out. And it's like, how are you going to stop that? You know? But she doesn't talk to me anymore. What are we judging tonight? How judgy do we have to be?
You can be as judgy as you want to be. Basically, I would like... First of all, let's start with this. Judge the monologue.
Absolutely. We can do that.
We absolutely... Like, it was so good.
Okay.
That we definitely were listening to it back there.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite parts?
Well, when
the
you...
beginning.
I love the beginning.
The middle was good. The middle was about 18 minutes.
The middle was about 18 minutes,
and I liked that.
And when you also, I loved your outfit.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
There's a lot of music in your monologues. Are you a musical artist?
I'm a musical artist.
Yeah, there's a lot of clips too, but I didn't notice any familiar faces on any of the clips. Like any familiar faces.
Like, yeah. Oh, I see. Because it wasn't about you is what you're saying.
Right. So that's why we didn't
pay
attention.
Your focus, lost your attention.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
We did.
Well, that's... And I honestly respect that. But And so let's do some practice judging.
Okay.
To get us ready for the rest of the show here in your courtroom.
Yeah.
In a segment we're calling You're Under Oath, You're Under Eye.
Sound effects.
Okay. Please pass judgment on... Targets Pride Neutrals.
Oh.
Ooh.
So this is part of Target's Pride collection. It's sort of a kind of oatmeal color. If you look closely, it says out and proud in very small letters. But one might argue that in this case, the medium is the message.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you know, we don't do Target anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But... when we used to go to Target, I only went for their Pride collection. And I have to say, this collection looks like it's beige for bye. I give it a 4 out of 10, if that wasn't clear. I hate it.
Hmm.
I have bought and returned so many of the Target Pride collection items over the years.
Why'd you... Why?
Because they weren't cute.
Then why'd you buy them to start?
Well, I think they're cute in the store, and then I take them home and I try them on, and they're not cute anymore.
You don't love yourself.
That's true. I didn't when I was still going to Target, but now I'm on anti-anxiety medication, Celexa, 20 milligrams a day.
Wow. Yeah.
And I love my... Thank you so much. And I love myself a little bit more. So I'm going to say no thanks to that, and then minus two.
That was good, Alexis.
Negative two.
I saw a guy once. I don't know if this is the show for it, but I saw a guy jerking off in a Target once. By the athletic wear.
Well, he's probably working up a sweat. You want a wicking fabric.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want a what?
You want to wick
the
cum away.
You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't say cum on this podcast.
We're all friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Depressed. That's the same Celexa bitch. I recognize you.
Are you mad at us?
Not even the littlest bit. I'm very much enjoying this.
Okay, good.
I feel good about it. Do you feel good about it?
Yeah.
I felt good about it until Alexis checked
in. I'm mad.
I don't take Lexapro. She's on Prozac. I'm on Celexa.
Oh, sorry.
Because it sounds like my name, Alexis. Celexa.
Oh.
I'm on Prozac.
Yeah.
And thank you. And Adderall.
And she can't come anymore, so she doesn't need the moisture wicking. It's fine.
True. But I'm on Truvada just in case.
Great.
Thank you.
Happy Pride. Next up, we have Ash and Chess's My Other They Is a Them bumper sticker.
Oh.
After the 2023 Pride collection was removed from some Targets due to threats, Ash and Chess have apparently quadrupled down on their queerness with their bumper sticker that reads, My Other They Is a Them. I like it because I what does it mean? My other they is a them.
Are you asking what the bumper sticker means or what non-binary means?
No, I know what non-binary means.
I just found out and I love it. All for it. I love plurals, you know? What do you say, Alexis?
I say minus one because of the font.
Sure.
But
Yeah, it's a tough font. I agree.
But I like the message. I feel like it's pro-poly, polyamory.
Oh, that's an interesting interpretation. Wow, this is a beautiful, rich text.
Wow. Because
you're saying my other they is a them is like, my other they is in my other half is multiple people. Is that what it means?
To me?
Maybe. Did anybody, I just read it as, I think the simplest down the middle interpretation is I'm a they and I'm with a they. Basically, my other they is a them. Is that how I read it?
Oh, that, you know, who
that
asked?
Makes more sense.
Why are we asking? Let people live their lives. First of all.
You're right. You're right.
I love a funny bumper sticker, the like, don't honk at me or I'll cry. I love that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone to talk to me ever. And if you put a bumper sticker on your car, guess what's going to happen? That depressed Alexa girl is going to be like, I love it. You are. She's already given feedback. So I would say no on this bumper sticker, but yes on the sentiment.
Okay.
Non-binary pride.
Next up, we have the lesbian target birds and their U-Haul.
Oh.
What do we think?
Okay. I've heard about these.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I also recently heard about lesbians, and so I know. No, okay, I'll tell you this. There's a lesbian in Costa Rica named Paula who does all of her social media.
Hi, Paula.
She's the sweetest, but she's also young. Mm-hmm. So I ask her if things are offensive. And I'll say, I thought the U-Haul thing may be a little, like, stereotypical offensive, but she responded, ha, 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 ha.
And was that in Spanish or English?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I give it a 5.
When I moved here from Chicago 3 years ago, I drove with a friend, we're no longer speaking, in a U-Haul. And it was beautiful. The mountains of Colorado, the desert. Of
Alexis, there's other guests.
Okay, I said no. And I said -3 because there's 3 items on the screen. I'm mad at Target because I also loved going there and walking around for hours and spending money I didn't have and then asking her for money so I could have money.
Yeah.
Paola, who does our social media, makes more than I do.
She does.
She does. So I do like those birds.
I like them too.
But never enough to buy one. I just like that they're there.
What happened between Chicago and California that caused you to have such a falling out? Or was it when you got here?
It was when I got here. But I will tell you that there was some kind of miscommunication with a truck driver. And we passed him and he got mad at that. And so he came up and he threw quarters at us.
Wow.
It was very scary.
And did you do the dance or was it you just, it was, oh, it wasn't like for something?
No, it was because he was mad at us that we passed him.
Did go down her top though. So she did end up topless anyway. Yeah. But the guy was really thankful.
That's actually the start of Thelma and Louise, in a sense.
Oh, yeah. And it was Brad Pitt in the semi next to it. Yeah.
That's cool. Fun. That's cool.
That's fun.
Next up, we have the Human Rights Campaign trucker hat. It says...
Truckers.
It has an eagle with talons that says, these colors don't run. The feathers of the eagle, for those listening, are in the Pride rainbow. Including we have the kind of addition of the black, brown, turquoise, white, and pink on the tail feathers.
Wow.
So there, that's interesting. It's an interesting,
you know what?
It's an interesting eagle.
Why do gay people get a whole month? That's what I think about when I see that hat.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have rights, you know?
I actually like
that. What do you like about it?
I like it too.
So I like that we're taking the symbol back.
Yeah.
We're
not letting we?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're not letting the conservative. Why do conservatives get eagles? I like the eagle.
We took the rainbow from Christ. So that's pretty good. That's a big one.
That's great. And that felt good.
Yeah. It still feels good every day.
I'm going to use this opportunity.
Tacky now.
I'm going to just brag for a little bit and say that I recently went on a cruise to Alaska. Thank you. And I saw a bunch of real eagles there. And did you know that in eagle relationships, males and females, if the female dies, the male will just starve himself and then die as well. But if the male dies, the female will go find another partner. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm plus five for this.
What do you like about it, honestly?
What do I like about it? I just want the... I don't like the idea that conservatives got the flag, patriotism, all those things.
Oh, sure.
I want those things. They're useful.
Yeah.
And they're useful.
Absolutely.
That's our eagle.
There's a gayer bird, though. You could do peacock.
Oh, hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds, they're mean. They're cute, but they're mean. That's gay.
Someone just yelled geese. And geese.
Oh, God, it's Celexa
Benjamin
again.
Franklin
Celexa, quiet
Benjamin
down.
Benjamin Franklin wanted our national bird to be the turkey.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did.
And that's a great bird.
They're smart.
You know,
I stopped eating them a couple years ago because I found out they were highly emotionally intelligent and I felt bad.
Yeah.
But I started eating them again.
I once went out to dinner after watching My Octopus Teacher.
And no.
They had a special.
No. On teachers?
That's a... No.
Yeah, there was fresh caught teacher.
Oh, wow.
Served grilled.
My Octopus Teacher is a film?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you just had an octopus teacher. I was like... I was worried that there was a course I missed.
Yeah. Don't encourage it.
Hey, everybody. Before I move on, I just want to say everybody should check out Darby and Alexis' fantastic podcast, In My Homosexual Opinion.
Thank you so much.
And you'll be judging all as we go. You're just there to judge.
Very excited about immensely. That.
Can
I have the stage for a moment? Quiet trans voices. Oh. John, yeah. I have a twin brother who is straight. So I've always not been as good as him because God made a mistake with the whole gay thing. But this is his favorite podcast. And he's not on it, and I am.
Wow.
I hope smelling your pussy fingers is worth it.
Okay.
I don't know what straight guys do. I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know!
Really? Your brother's favorite podcast?
Yeah,
what's
truly.
His name?
Grant.
Grant?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He lives in Orlando. Don't judge him for that. So my twin brother, he was a pastor for 20 years. We were not friends. He left the church, and now he's gay-affirming and very liberal and like, oops, sorry, I made a lot of mistakes. And we have a podcast called Twinuendo where we talk about our childhood, and he remembers it very differently than I do.
That's so interesting.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It brought to you by Helix. I love Helix mattresses. I sleep on a Helix mattress every night. I have a Dawn Lux. It's firm, soft, comfortable. Huge fan. It's definitely improved my sleep. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on one in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everyone is unique, and everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. I took the Helix Sleep Quiz. As I said, I got the Dawn Lux.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Something that was firm because I'm a stomach sleeper and a side sleeper, but also plush, so I'm glad I got the Dawn Lux. Your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge. Go to helixsleep.com/loveit for 20% off site-wide. That's helixsleep.com/loveit for 20% off site-wide. Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they know we sent you. helixsleep.com/loveit. It's the Love It or Leave It Pride Show, and just like Pride Month itself, we're somehow doing way too much and not enough. It wouldn't be a rainbow without all the colors, so please welcome to the stage. It's Joe Kim Booster, Adam Rippon, Brendan Scannell, Sabrina Wu, and the iconic Clea DuVall. Hi, come on in. Oh, okay, sit there, because you'll be a team, Okay, that's great.
Thank you,
That's perfect.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot that I have to sit in this. Oh, shit.
Cross your legs, John.
Basic instinct, the audience.
See my Tommy John's.
Side saddle.
Side saddle. And I'm sitting. Didn't make sense. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you all for being here. What a fun group of... Adam, you're so far from me.
I know, but I have direct, like, line of sight to you, which is ideal.
Nice. Thank you for saying that.
What? Thank you.
Do you want to say it to the class?
Oh, yeah. I leaned over to Clea. I said, oh, you're so tall.
And then I said, I'll scooch down.
That's, it's like they have their own language. It's crazy.
So many people use this month to immerse themselves in queer art. For example, I just finished all of Real Housewives of New York.
What was your favorite season?
Well, Scary Island, come on. Yeah. The true most breathtaking thing in Real Housewives of New York is there is not a scripted HBO drama that has the slow, meted out plot line of Luann de Lesseps writing a book about class in season one. And inch by inch, she arrives as if it was inevitable, eating a bologna sandwich in jail, realizing she bit the mustard packet in season 10. You can't find that transition in 9876543 or 2.
Trans.
But there it is. Yep. Imperceptible. Magical.
Yeah.
Listen, people don't want to accept this, but it is like, if you want to see like interesting narratives about women over 50, there's only one place on television you're going to get it. And it's Bravo!
Yeah. Plus whatever's happening on And Just Like That. And I don't know what is. I don't actually know what's happening on And Just Like That.
But you know they're doing amazing things with non-binary people. Either way. Yeah.
Your community really took a blow from that show.
No, I think we finally became a part of the zeitgeist.
Well said, Che Diaz.
Me, Che Diaz.
Yeah, exactly.
In honor of...
I was fucking... Okay, sorry.
No, finish your thought.
And I've watched the show. I'm fucking Miranda or Julia. Who's Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts. I gotta check back in.
I think she's
I can't believe we're being quizzed on like cinema.
What a get for them.
Wait, is it not Julia Roberts?
Probably not.
No.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, her sister. Sarah Jessica.
Yeah. Yes. I'm fingering a blonde woman.
Wow.
Three fingers in. That's okay. Hey,
this is why Che Diaz got a pilot.
So good to meet you. Thank you for having me on the show. If anyone wants to tell me what Che Diaz's vibe is, like, just help me out.
I feel like you nailed it.
You're nailing it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What does Che Diaz do but bomb on stage?
I'm sorry.
I'm really enjoying the vibe. Hi, Clea.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Remember the faculty?
Of course.
Spooky.
Very. Tense.
In honor of Pride, we're going to do what we do best, pit different parts of the flag against each other as as the gay guys ass off against the queers and lesbos in a TV and film quiz we're calling But I'm a Brokeback Mountain Cheerleader. I'm a Cheerleader is like a seminal text for all of the bisexuals and lesbians at Crooked Media.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh,
they've
nice.
Shown it to all of their boyfriends. yeah. Got them. Clay and Sabrina, you will square off against Joel, Brendan, and Adam because you two are equal to three gay guys just in terms of worth and strength.
Yes.
No, it's very true.
And Adam and I are white gay guys, so I just want to point that out.
So we're in the negatives over here. Yeah. starting at a deficit.
Why are they gay guys and we're two slurs? Like, why are we queer and lesbo and they're
honestly
just gay guys?
That's such an important point. Yeah. I have been completely disrespectful by not calling them what they are, which are just fucking cum-guzzling fags.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so I honor that. I hear it. I receive it.
Happy Pride.
I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm growing.
I love that you achieved parity not by giving them an honorific that was not a slur, but just by bringing us down too.
That idea had not occurred to me. Okay. Darby and Alexis will be our judges and will keep track of the score for us.
Yeah, that's why we have these.
And where are we at so far points-wise?
Okay. Currently, it's neck and neck.
All right. First up, what Ryan Murphy TV series featured gay couple Kurt Hummel and Blaine Anderson? Kurt Hummel and Blaine Anderson.
This can't be real.
Oh, you don't want to see what they're mouthing.
This is crazy.
What?
Come on.
You don't know this?
I barely know who Julia Roberts is.
Wait, say the names again?
Kurt Hummel and Blaine Anderson.
If you don't know, their names are not going to help.
You don't, I mean, honestly, like the fact that Kurt Hummel isn't lighting a bell is just a fascinating moment for us.
Yeah.
This can't be real.
Like, can we guess like three Ryan Murphy shows? All right. I think you should start.
Suddenly, I can't think of one Ryan Murphy show.
Oh my God.
Wait, no. I can think of a. Is it The Politician?
No. You're out. Fucking Glee. It's Glee. Oh.
I've never seen Glee.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. Oh, I know.
Oh, just wait for your question.
I don't feel nervous anymore.
How did you know you were gay if you've never seen Glee?
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, how did you have the courage to come out?
I became sexually attracted to Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog. And that kind of did it for me.
And I was first sexually attracted to stormtroopers. From the original Star Wars. I'm much older than you guys.
Wow. Unpack that.
You know, I think about it a lot, and I think that because they were just these sort of like strong, genderless, like anonymous beings that were very in control.
Like a glory hole.
Tails.
Okay,
from
I'm
Sonic
listening
the-
now.
Yeah, they're
Let
hot.
Let her cook.
Honestly, I get it. I get it. Over to the gay guys.
Woo!
Who plays camp counselor Mike in But I'm a Cheerleader, starring the incomparable Clay Duvall and also Natasha Lyonne? Who plays the camp counselor Mike?
Can you ask
Mike?
Us the first question instead?
No. That was for
this
them.
This is really easy.
See?
Damn, you guys are dumb as fuck.
It's hard because I only remember the women in any movie.
Asking of us about the man. As gay guys, we don't see ourselves in men.
No.
What?
I don't identify on film, with gay men in film.
No, I identify with Toni Collette, okay?
Camp Counselor Mike.
Who was the man in that movie? Who was the man
What
actor?
Is the movie again?
What? What?
What? The answer.
That is crazy.
RuPaul.
Oh.
That's tricky, because I should have...
Who's that?
Okay.
It's zero. Oh.
I gave, I renamed them Saclia.
Oh, Saclia.
Okay.
Saclia.
I gave you 11 points for not knowing about Glee. And then I gave you 9 points because of Tails, because that does sound sexy to me. Yeah.
I think Sega got a lot of people.
I don't know what Tails is.
I'm saying Sega got a lot of people. You know, because it was
Sega Genesis game, and he's a fox that can fly by spinning his many tails.
It's like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the movie Brokeback Mountain, Jake Gyllenhaal tells Heath Ledger he wishes he knew how to what?
Quit.
Quit you. Him.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Next up. Corky and Violet are the protagonists in what 1996 lesbian neo-noir from the Wachowski sisters?
you know.
I love how much this, like, the theory of this game is working, because Clay just fucking knows it. It's like, yeah. And you, it's nothing. That's so interesting. Isn't this interesting?
It is really interesting.
What? Say it again. Who are the names?
The Wachowski sisters.
No. The characters' names.
Corky and Violet. In 1996, lesbian neo-noir from the Wachowski sisters.
I only know one Corky, and he was on TV.
I only know Corky Romano with Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could have just said Corky, and I would have known.
Wow. You want to tell them?
Bound.
Oh, Jennifer Tilly, right? Yeah.
Duh. Jennifer Tilly, yeah. Gina Gershon.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Back over to Saclia. In Luca Guadagnino, nope. Guadagnino? And Call Me By Your Name. Timothy Chalamet. What?
Is it the answer Peach?
Yes. Wow.
Oh my God.
That is impressive. That is impressive. I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Back over to the boys. Well behind. What was the title of the L Word reboot, which ran from 2019 to 2023?
I know this. Take it away.
L Word Generation Q.
You got it.
That ran for how many seasons?
It's, I think, 4 years. I don't know how many seasons they got out of that.
I recently had someone stop me on the street and say that they loved me in L Word Generation Q. I am not in L Word Generation Q. There is a lovely trans male actor that is in Generation Q that they were confusing me for.
What did you say?
I said, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's nice to be recognized. Yeah. In a 2022 gay classic, the main character, Noah, refers to the setting as Gay Disney World. What is that setting, which is also the name of the film?
Oh.
Can we steal?
I think it's... Fire Island.
You got it.
Wow. They wouldn't have gotten it otherwise, though. I guess they don't have Hulu subscriptions.
Yeah, we're...
No, I did. I saw the movie.
You sent me a really nice message about it, too.
Wow, that's classy. Yeah. Got to tell people when you like their stuff. I don't do that enough. Next up. In her culture-changing 90s sitcom, Ellen, Ellen DeGeneres blurts out her sexuality in an airport to which beloved actress?
Laura Dern.
Correct.
Susan, I'm gay.
It was at the airport.
And she did it into the microphone.
I love that. I watched that live. Anybody else watch that live?
I did.
Yeah, I watched that live. It was very meaningful to me. And I didn't know it was meaningful to me. I didn't realize how much, because it wasn't until years later, because I was in the closet when I saw it. And then I saw Ellen getting the Medal of Honor from President Obama. I'm sobbing. I'm like, what's this about? I never talked about it.
Until just now?
No. I've talked about it since. I talk about everything all the time now. But back then, I was in the closet. I see Ellen. It means a lot to me. I don't say a word about it. Years go by. I come out. Ellen gets the Medal of Honor. I'm sobbing. Oh my God, this was important to me, but it was a secret at the time. And that's just my, you know, and then apparently she's mean. The world's a complicated
place. We're still trying to get on. Women be mean.
I agree.
Okay, never mind. I'll back off.
In the Christmas rom-com Happiest Season, directed by Clay Duvall, Kristen Stewart ends up with Mackenzie Davis, but some fans screamed and begged and pleaded that she should have
Aubrey Plaza.
Should have ended up with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, I was one of
them.
Did they?
That's what my card says.
I
was one of them!
Is that not a thing? You're not familiar with.
Oh no, I'm very familiar.
Was that a big thing at the time? People were really mad that didn't end the way that
edging the lesbian community.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
It was hard for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Sabrina, is there any...
You have some, do you want to talk about it?
No. Not in front of you.
Just like on Reddit and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all over the YouTube.
You should
comments.
Check out her Letterboxd reviews.
John, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have a development. We are currently at a tie.
Wow.
We are currently at a tie.
We are at a tie.
Yeah, and Clea got 8 points extra for knowing about the peach, because 8 is kind of a butt, but sideways.
Can we turn her mic off?
But you got 3 points.
I got 3 points?
Yeah, for your Ellen story. That touched me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for giving me points. Next up. Okay. In 2017, presenters Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway accidentally announced La La Land as winner of Best Picture. What gay black coming-of-age drama actually won that year?
I can say it. Yeah, Moonlight.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go right to another one. Name all three leads in the film Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
The actors?
The actors.
Oh, the actors, yeah.
Wait, Tu Wong, we're talking about
The movie, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Well.
Do you have it? Do you guys have it? You think you have it? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They have it.
Well, it's Patrick Swayze is in it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable. Just a cheating lesbian in the crowd. Wow. Just a unscrupulous non-binary person in the audience. They don't follow the rules.
Can we just have just some silence so I can really concentrate? John Leguizamo.
Wow. Wow. All right. I'll do one more because I do love this question, which is...
Is this podcast new?
It is. That sucks.
It's
believe it or not, I've done this hundreds of times.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of an indictment on the industry right now that literally every lesbian movie you've quizzed us on, other than Happiest Season, was not from this century. Yeah, what's that about, John?
I'm in charge, and I don't let the lesbians make stuff anymore. That's how we did it. In an iconic scene from John Waters' movie Pink Flamingos, Babs Johnson, played by drag legend Divine, is asked her political beliefs. Can you name one of those beliefs? I'll let it open up to anybody. Can anyone name one of those beliefs?
She, and it's a good one. It was like, eat something, right? Eat.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're getting it.
Eat.
You're so close.
You should die, right?
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Let's eat shit and die. Let's watch the clip.
Kill everyone now. Condone first degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life.
What's our score at?
Okay. Hers is made up. Go ahead.
So Saklia's actually sitting with 100 points.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
I put just the gay gentleman got 11,100.
Five. They have five.
5 points. John Lovett has 3 points, and the unscrupulous they them has 2. Oh.
Wow, way to go. I'm going to call it a tie. I think it was just a tie. But I'm going to give it to Saklia. I'm just going to, I'm going to tie break it.
Oh no, my nail.
We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Hiya.
Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy additives growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya created a superpower chewable vitamin. Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy additives, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they'll love. Formulated with the help of pediatricians and nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to support immune system, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. Hiya is designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. John, you've given vitamins to your children.
Yeah, and they taste great, and they need them. Because, well, Charlie does because he only eats spaghetti. And, you know, he doesn't complain. He loves his vitamins. And, you know, we're big fans in our house of Hiya.
And are you tired of battling with your kids to eat their greens? Hiya now has Kids Daily Greens Plus Superfoods, a chocolatey-flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55-plus whole food ingredients to support brain power, development, and digestion. Just scoop, shake, and sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage for a delicious and nutritious boost your kids will actually enjoy. We've worked out a special...
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/loveit. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/lovett and get your kids the full-body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. I know it seems like I don't know what I'm doing.
This is what my brother said it would be like.
Can you?
And so, but what? Points. Okay. And we're back. It's Pride Month. And that means more yelling. That's where the Crooked Store comes in. Wear a join or die pride tee or a leave trans kids alone tee to send a message, or you can add some fun to your month by picking up a pride bundle. That's a surprise selection of pride merch for just $10 or $20. You choose your t-shirt size and the Crooked Store will do the rest. It's like playing the lottery, except you always win. You don't have to lie about it to your loved ones for years. That's what you do if you win the lottery. Keep it a fucking secret. Trust me.
What?
What? Head to crooked.com/store for all your Pride Month merch. We have the great Leave Trans Kids Alone shirts. We have Join or Die LGBTQ shirts that are very cool. Check them out, please. It helps support everything. This has been a fantastic show. And we could think of no better way to close out the night than by taking a spin on the Love It or Leave It classic in a segment we're calling the Pride Wheel. We'll spin the wheel, and when it lands on us, we'll each share one thing, gay or not, pride-related or not, that we're proud of. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
Work. Mama slay.
Boots.
Okay. Let's spin it. It has landed on Darby.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Darby, what is something you're proud of? It could be anything.
Okay.
And you have a minute.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Starting now?
Sure.
Great. Okay, first of all, I just lost a nail in the middle of that. That's homophobic. But that's okay. That's what Pride's all about, is facing those things head on. Speaking of, my dad got so constipated that he was in so much pain, he passed out while on the toilet. And then when he woke up on the ground, he had shit all over himself. So I'm proud of the fact that his constipation, we found out, was psychological. He's a very homophobic man. And his mind won't let him shit. Sorry. That's a true story.
That was so beautiful. I thought that was like a poignant and beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that how Elvis died? Didn't Elvis die in the toilet?
He did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping the same happens to my dad. Sorry. He's so bad, y'all.
Okay. Let's spin it again. Oh, it has landed on Alexis.
Oh, hi.
Planned.
Okay, I have been rehearsing this all day. I'm not just saying it because it came up earlier, but I am proud most this year of Sarah Jessica Parker. She wears a hat in the new season of And Just Like That that truly reminds me to be bold and express myself in a way that's authentic to me, which is wacky and whimsical. And Just Like Hat. By Miriam Kami, I too want to go out into the world and be as brave and authentic as she is. Thank you, Sarah Jessica.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. I thought that was beautiful.
Thank you.
10 out of 10. All right, let's spin it again. It has landed on Brendan. What's something you're proud of, Brendan?
I'm proud that this Pride is also my 6-year anniversary with my boyfriend. We met on Pride at a party and his shirt was off and we started talking about how he had had laser hair removal to remove the hair on his back. And I was like, I've had laser hair removal to remove the hair on my neck because of my acne. And then the next day I DM'd him, hey, if you ever want to talk more about laser hair removal, I'd love to get you a drink. And now we've been together 6 years. So that's a message to all you single losers out there this Pride. Just talk to somebody.
Just talk to somebody. And Brennan, you're hosting What I Do Weird. Oh, you got a 69.
It's a 6G.
Way to come to life at the end of the episode.
Jesus Christ.
Brendan is hosting the show Three's Comedy this Monday, June 9th at Nico's Atwater.
That means I have nothing to promote. But you should all come.
Yeah. Let's spin it again. It has landed on Joel.
Yeah, this is, I guess it's been 2.5, almost 3 weeks now since I have looked at a comment or jumped into the comments or looked at the reviews of my podcast or looked at the Letterboxd reviews of my movie. I have completely let go because my life is actually pretty great when I'm not looking at my phone. And I know all 6 reasons why people hate me. So it really doesn't deviate from 6 different buckets. And it's just not interesting to look at anymore. So I guess I'm like not so much of a masochist anymore. But I'm very proud of myself for that because it's difficult. If you knew a bunch of people were talking about you, wouldn't you want to know what they're saying? And it turns out I don't now. So that's a real growth moment for me.
What's one of the buckets?
One of the buckets is I'm a bad representation for the community.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, they do.
I love your body.
Fuck, you know, and I talk about it. They don't like that. Some people. Yeah.
Do you find, so I go back and forth of ignoring successfully, then not ignoring successfully, which I
mean I'm able to look at things and not have them get to me. But I find that I'm okay until I see a comment that I agree with.
Yeah, no, that is the tough thing. I will say I'm okay until, like, someone recently on Threads, of all places, referred to my partner as a psychopath, which, if you've ever met him and spoken to him for more than 5 minutes, you'd know that is a ridiculous thing to say. And I get really heated when it comes to my friends and family. So I definitely, I don't know if he's on Threads anymore.
I wrote that, actually. Yeah.
We talked about video games. It was nothing but sweet. Yeah, I get no sociopath vibes.
No, he's the sweetest boy. Yeah.
Mm. I'm sorry that I did that.
And Adam, sorry.
Yeah.
And Joel, you are hosting Bravo's Love Hotel. Woo! And season 2 of the Bad Dates podcast. And you're in Loot.
Yeah. Woo! And that'll come out later on this year. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. On Apple TV Plus. The plus is for the shows they make. Let's spin it again. Clea, you're up.
Okay.
What's something you're proud of?
I'm proud that I don't know what Threads is. But aside from that, you know, I'm really proud that I am here with all of you and am like an out grown up who has a life that I'm really happy with, because when I was like a little kid who was too scared to be out, I never thought that I could have this, and I do, and I'm so happy and proud.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a nice thing to say. It's not, I don't think it's as poignant as what Darby said about her dad shitting on the ground, but
I did think that would happen when I was a kid. I did.
But you know, that's what Pride's all about. Let's spin it again. Sabrina, what's something you're proud of?
Okay, I'm not proud of much. I'm just gonna like list little things that I'm sort of proud of. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm proud of my mom. I'm proud of Susan Boyle. I'm still proud of what she did. I'm usually in New York. I'm in SoCal, and like I am like the Asian people here are so happy and proud. It like breaks my brain, because like I grew up in Michigan, and like growing up I was still very like, oh, like everyone hates the way my food smells. And then the SoCal Asians here, like they're all just like, what's up? I'm Asian. I'm
Suck
also.
My dick.
Well, you're so bad for our community. I was going to say something so wholesome, like I'm Asian and I'm also in the Jabberwockies. I love to dance here and like be in community and drink boba, so I don't know, yeah. I love that.
Those were, I got a little bit of the moves. It was cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you, how proud are you?
Can this be online?
It has to be. It has to be.
Good.
It simply has to be.
I think I'm the stupidest guest you've ever had.
Oh, you'd
For
be surprised.
For the guests listening, Sabrina just mimed sucking a dick.
After doing an incredible body roll. So yeah. They are, that was, you're a Jabberwocky now.
That was cool as hell.
All right, thanks.
Sabrina is currently starring in Murderbot, now streaming on Apple TV Plus.
So
the
good.
Plus stands for the show that they make. And Clay, you directed an episode of Poker Face.
Yeah, I did.
That's on Peacock, where the housewives live.
Yes.
And Love Hotel. Mm-hmm. Peacock. It's from NBC, but the bird is for the shows you can only get there.
You okay, buddy?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. Just checking.
I think people are having fun, right?
Yeah, I think so. We brought up Susan Boyle. I'm good.
If you go back and watch the Susan Boyle video, it is shocking because the whole premise of it is like, she can't sing good.
Because she's ugly.
Because she doesn't look like what we want her to look like. It's wild. And everyone like in the audience freaks out. And it's like, we have a terrible bias about looks.
I cried watching the Susan Boyle video recently.
So what?
When you said that, I went, I get it.
We acted as if she had been bitten by a radioactive spider that gave her the ability to sing instead of the fact that she was just a lady.
They also, like, when they did her makeover, but it's so British where it's like, they do weird stuff over there, beauty-wise.
Yeah, I agree. Weird place. I'm glad we left. Even now, looking back, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Especially now. All right, let's spin it again.
Yeah, who's we, by the way?
Well, it wasn't me. My people were in the shtetl. Adam, it's landed on you. What's something you're proud of?
I'm proud to be here tonight with some of my closest friends on this ruggable.
Wow.
I know it's a ruggable. And I was proud to know the answer to the Glee question. And then I was also really proud that nobody could hear the rattling of two marbles inside my brain of every other question that happened after that. And so I was really proud of that. And now that I know that it's honorable, I'm proud that I had the hair on my neck lasered off too.
Right?
Yes.
That's so cool. You got to tell me where to do that.
Aww. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you.
Oh.
Is it a medal?
Oh, it's a medal.
Yeah.
It's a medal.
Backstage, we were talking about our first jobs and Adam goes, I didn't really have a first job. I'm a figure skater.
Well, like,
we had
job.
No idea. That was my job, yeah. But it wasn't like working at Dippin' Dots. Like, that's what they were talking about. Joel worked
Shots
at Dippin'
fired
Dots.
At Joel.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, but I...
Joel and I both...
You know, I write those mean comments on Threads.
Different
so
Cold Save that for Threads.
You were at Cold Stone?
Well, I got fired from the Dippin' Dots stand and then moved immediately to Cold Stone.
Which is actually, you'd think you'd go from Cold Stone's down to Dippin' Dots. Because Cold Stones is really, it's kind of an arch.
It's the Underground Railroad for gay teens in the suburbs.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. I had never thought about it like that. But I see how it's 100% right. And incontrovertible. Wait, Adam, tell me about, I threw the card down with your podcast information.
So I have a new podcast. Yeah. It's called Intrusive Thoughts.
Yeah, Intrusive Thoughts.
Intrusive Thoughts.
That's what I saw that's what it said.
Yeah, it's like Love It or Leave It if you're stupid. It's like, oh, it's okay. Thank you. And the run through too. If you like figure skating, I have another figure skating. Wow.
Are you a figure skater?
I did mention it backstage.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Sure.
I have intrusive thoughts.
Please. Come on.
Every time,
I see that.
Can I? Every time, if I'll tell you one of them, just to give you a window of what's going on inside of here, which is if I'm on the phone with a friend and their phone cuts out, I think 9/11 is happening and that a plane has hit their building. It's crazy. Or it's a collapse or it's an earthquake. I'm getting the clock.
Not that like just the 5G went away.
No, it's that something horrible has happened. And if I can't get them back right away, I'm like, well, that's it. That building went down. That pancaked after what happened to that building in the Northridge one. Yes. And that's that. That's that.
Well,
that's
what's your reaction to it, though? How do you feel?
I feel very scared.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I don't know you that well.
Yeah. You should try Celexa 20 milligrams a day. It's really good.
Do you always think like, oh, George W. Bush is at it again?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what jet fuel can and cannot melt.
Didn't you work in the Bush administration?
No, the Obama administration. Oh. God damn it. Let's spin it one more time.
Got it. No way.
Hey, everybody. It's landed on me, and I'll just say, you know, I would like to take a moment to just say that, like, I am... this is a really dark time, and I think we should take a moment to be proud of ourselves just for getting through it and staying involved in politics, still caring about politics, believing we can make a difference in politics. That can be a really hard thing to do at times. I think there was moments when it wasn't clear that that was going to happen, especially in the initial crush of Trump winning and the first few weeks of that moment where people weren't sure how quickly and how bad it would get and if people were going to be willing to fight back. But we've started to see people showing up more and more at protests. We started seeing not just like individuals, but organizations, companies, schools being willing to push back, which is what has to happen. And it's going to be a really long fight, and we're going to win some and we're going to lose some. But I'm just very grateful for all the people that have shown up when we've been campaigning for judges in Wisconsin and when we've been making calls right now to stop this bill. I'm excited to see all the people this weekend that come out as part of these the protests we're doing for Pride in D.C., which I have to go to immediately. But I really like, you know, people say all the time to us, like, oh, how do you guys stay up? Like, they say in a way, like, how do you guys met? Like, how do you keep up with the news? How do you pay attention to the news all the time? And I always feel weird when I get asked that question because it's like, I'm like incredibly, like, are you kidding me? Like, none of them fucking mind. Like, I read the news. It's bad. I get to talk about it. But it's all palatable and possible because we have an incredible audience that has stayed with us for so many years. So I feel very grateful to you this Pride. And I'll close by only saying that I'm also grateful that my intrusive thoughts have gone from will good things happen to will the good things that have happened be taken away, which I think is progress in a sense when you think about it, when you think about it. And I'm proud to have had this show with these wonderful guests. And so that's where we're going to have to wrap it up. That is our show. Thank you to Darby Lynn Cartwright, Alexis Bevels, Adam Rippon, Joel Kim Booster, Brendan Scannell, Clea Duvall, and Sabrina Wu. We will see you next week at Dynasty Typewriter. There are 514 days until the midterms. You can hear the Pride show I'm doing tomorrow. It'll be out tomorrow in your Pod Save America feeds, the show I'm doing with Sarah and Tim in D.C., so check that out. Have a great night and have a great weekend.
If you're already scrolling endlessly, which we know you are, don't forget to follow us at Crooked Media on Instagram, TikTok, and all the other ones for original content, community events, and more. You can also find Love It or Leave It on YouTube for videos of your favorite segments and other YouTube-exclusive content. And if you want to type our praises or rip us a new one, consider dropping us a review. Finally, you can join Crooked's Friends of the Pod subscription community for ad-free Love It or Leave It and Pod Save America episodes, subscriber-exclusive pods, and more. Sign up at crooked.com/friends. Love It or Leave It is a Crooked Media production. It is written and produced by me, John Lovett, and Lee Eisenberg. Kendra James is our executive producer. Bill McGrath is our producer, and Kennedy Hill is our associate producer. Hallie Kiefer is our head writer. Sarah Lazarus, Jocelyn Coffin, Peter Miller, Alan Pierre, and Will Miles are our writers. Jordan Cantor is our editor. Kyle Seglin and Charlotte Landis provide audio support. Stephen Colon is our audio engineer. Our theme song is written and performed by Schercher. Thanks to our designer, Sammy Kaderna-Rees, for creating and running all of our visuals, which you can't see because this is a podcast. And thanks to our digital producers, David Tolles, Claudia Shang, Mia Kelman, Delon Villanueva, and Rachel Gajewski, for filming and editing video each week. Our head of production is Matt DeGroat. Our head of programming is Madeline Herringer. And our production staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.